Time now for your letters. Our story by NPR's Tom Goldman about how the World Anti-Doping Agency was considering a ban on high-altitude tents brought this letter from Daryl Bashir of Mesa, Arizona. He writes, I agree with the people who want to take away these tents. They do give people an advantage. But why stop there? People who can afford expensive bicycles get an immediate advantage over those who don't. Those who can focus on training full-time have an advantage over those who can't. Clothing is a definite advantage producer. Remember, the swimming suit changes in the Olympics. The only conclusion that I can see is that only people who are willing to live in a communal setting, training and performing in the nude, should be able to compete. That way, equality will rule and all those ethical problems will be resolved. Last week, we talked with surfer Ronnie St. Jean about a toll road extension that threatens the iconic Trestle Surf Spot in San Clemente, California. Sarah Elkind is an associate professor of environmental history at San Diego State University, and she writes, there is a far more important story here. The toll road is to be built and operated by a private, for-profit company through the middle of a state park. State parks were established to protect lands for public recreation and ecological protection. Under any circumstances, a highway is inconsistent with the purpose of a public park. Giving a private developer public parkland to build a for-profit highway is all the more inconsistent with the mission of the parks. But by far, most of the letters we got were about last week's letters. A listener had complained that I gave away the ending to Psycho. I noted that the movie was 46 years old, and then proceeded to give away the endings to Casablanca, Citizen Kane, and The Wizard of Oz. Many listeners were appalled all over again. Daniel Squires of Washington, D.C. writes, as the center of his own self-absorbed universe, Mr. Simon simply cannot fathom that there is anyone left on Earth who hasn't seen all of the same classic movies that he has. My own 18-year-old son saw Casablanca for the first time just last week, and I'm glad he got to see it without the benefit of Mr. Simon's snide remarks. NPR should be trying to attract younger listeners, not drive them away. Actually, belittling a listener is a new low and something I would expect from the likes of Rush Limbaugh, not NPR. Mr. Simon owes that listener and the rest of us an apology. Kevin Brown of Cleveland, Tennessee, agrees. He says, Scott Simon was incredibly snarky last week. But he goes on. I loved it. Keep it up. Keep up, snarky. By the way, who won that big race? Seabiscuit or War Admiral? Please keep sending us your letters. Come to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.